There is a word that's found in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We sometimes use this word. Sometimes some of our songs may have this word connected with them, if not in the very lines of the music. And this word is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22. It's used as a word of closing, and it's used in connection actually with something that is quite harsh in a sense. But it says this, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha." Now the two words that are used there, anathema, maranatha, are words that have been transliterated. That means that they have been taken from the Greek language and put into the English language without really translating them, just giving them an English spelling. The word we want to focus on is the word maranatha. That word that indicates our Lord is coming. I'd like to speak to you about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The historians tell us that this word maranatha was a word that was used by the early Christians. Rather than telling one another hello and how are you doing, and when they parted their ways saying goodbye or see you later, like we sometimes do in our cultures today, the early Christians used this word maranatha. Why? Well, because of everything that that word contained. Everything that that word conveyed by its truth, the Lord Jesus is coming. The Lord is coming. Maranatha. And so as they met one another, they would often say to one another, "Maranatha, the Lord is coming." As they parted ways, they often said to one another, rather than goodbye, "Maranatha, the Lord is coming." And it kept before their hearts and minds, apparently, this great truth that the Bible brings before us of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that word so comprehensive, and what does it convey to us when we think of the truth of the Lord's return? First of all, how do we know that the Lord is coming? That's a good question to ask, isn't it? How can we be sure that the Lord Jesus is coming again? After all, many have spoken of his coming, some have prophesied dates, and we're not here to set dates. We're not here to say when, but we are here to say that the Lord Jesus Christ is returning. Let me tell you one of the ways that we know. It's what I call the threefold cord. As you know in the scripture, a threefold cord, it says, is not quickly or easily broken. And there are three strands to this cord. First of all, the Savior himself. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And the first strand of that cord, that threefold cord, is the Savior's declaration. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ stood upon this planet and told his followers, "I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The Lord Jesus said, "I will come again." And here we are faced with one of the great realities of what the scripture brings before us. The truth of the Lord's return is critical. It is critical because it is a confirmation of who the Lord Jesus said he is. In other words, he said he was coming again. Now, either he does come again and fulfills his word, or else his word cannot be trusted. And if his word cannot be trusted, he cannot be the Savior. And if he cannot be the Savior, your sins cannot be forgiven, and you have no hope or guarantee of any future with him or in heaven. But I'm here today to tell you that the first strand of that cord, it is true, and it will be fulfilled. The Savior's declaration when he said, "I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again," will be fulfilled. And the Bible will be verified again to be true, and the Savior true and therefore a true Savior. He's coming again. And when he comes again, he says, I will receive you unto myself. Now he's talking here to believers. He's talking to those who know him as Savior. And that's so critical to understand again today, that when the Lord Jesus says here he will come again and receive us unto himself, he's talking to his own. Do you know him today as your Savior? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from your sin? If you have, then you can claim this promise that the Savior is coming again, and he's coming again for you. And you can say with those early believers, Maranatha, even so, come, Lord Jesus.